People who experience adversity or trauma in their early childhood years are more likely to have poor health and educational outcomes later in life. That's because trauma can hinder normal brain development. But research shows one of the protective factors against this is having a stable, nurturing relationship with a parent or caregiver. The federal government is investing $361 million over the next 5 years in efforts to support healthy parent-child relationships. $9 million of that is for programs across Illinois that send nurses or social workers into the homes of low-income families, from pregnancy through early childhood. To learn more, Illinois Public Media's Christine Herman spoke with Dr. Dina Leeser with the U.S. Health Resources and Services Administration.
There are so many components to home visiting. The basis of it is that established regular connection and really honoring the power of the role of that parent-child interaction and the power of the parent in shaping that child's development, as well as the home environment and the surrounding circumstances. So they may be teaching positive parenting skills and teaching parents about the importance of early language and providing information and guidance on a wide range of topics, conducting screenings and providing referrals to address things like postpartum depression, which has such a profound impact on child development. We know that families thrive when there is positive social connection, and home visitors build strong positive relationships with families, which is a protective factor.
I understand that part of this home visiting model, whether it's from a nurse or a social worker, one of the components is to offer parenting guidance, promoting an attachment between the parent and the child. And I wanted to ask you a little bit more about that. Like, what does this involve and why is it important?
Well, we know that positive early experiences, and in particular, warm, loving, nurturing, safe, and stable relationships, provide children with a strong foundation, building sturdy brain architecture, setting the stage for lifelong health and success.
How effective can this type of approach be at breaking cycles of poverty if the family is still facing other challenges, whether that be housing issues, homelessness, or lack of access to health care?
Yeah, so we certainly do know that that exposure to adversity or toxic stress in the absence of nurturing relationships and the absence of connections to other resources can really cause poor outcomes, including school failure, substance use, mental illness, and even adult heart disease. So we look at identifying those challenges and those risk factors and being able to address them as early and as effectively as possible through connections to interventions, community supports, to change the trajectory, to change the long-term impact of those adversities.
And any program of any kind costs money to run. And in this case, there's $361 million being invested in programs across the country specifically for home visiting. What do we know about the return on investment for this kind of public health intervention?
Early interventions like home visiting can have tremendous cost savings in the long term by taking a preventive approach and building health and well-being as opposed to intervening when there is a significant costly challenge later on that may be difficult to address. One study has shown that as a result of home visiting, benefits generally exceeded costs over long periods of time with significant returns on investment. For example, over an individual's lifetime, benefits appear to exceed costs by amounts ranging from 20% to more than 200%.
That's Dr. Dina Leeser speaking with Illinois Public Media's Christine Herman.